right here with Patriots owner Robert Kraft. Now, you know, Bill Belichick and Gerard Mayo have very different leadership styles.
You think so?
Just a little. In what ways have you seen Mayo really install his own culture?
Well, look, Gerard learned a lot from Bill and, the technical background. But they're each special individuals. I've gotten to know Gerard over the last 12, 15 years. And, you know, I picked him 5 years ago to be our next head. Very special. It's great to have the ability to train under Bill.
Hey, Bezos, get the technology figured out there on Amazon.
Clean it up a little bit.
Seriously. Get a good mic on Kraft, would you?
There's some good stuff in there. Some good intel. You said what now?
5 years ago.
Did Belichick know that?
He picked out Gerard Mayo as the head coach.
5 years ago?
I don't know. That was...
So 2019?
It was his first year when he was back.
Actually, was he even there? I mean, Kraft, I read Reese earlier yesterday, and the story's been out there.
It's Jones and Keefe on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. We're going to talk to DeMarcus Covington soon-ish here on a Patriots Friday. We'll also talk to Mike and Wayne.
He returned in 2019 as the inside linebackers coach. So his first year. So that was, Brady's last year with the team.
But what Reese wrote yesterday, and this has been out there, is that they went on a trip to Israel.
Yep, we knew that.
And Mayo was still at Optum. He wasn't even on the coaching staff yet, and he was bridging together
Oh, my God, if I hear the Optum story one more time.
The old players with the current players and guys he played with, and Robert Kraft was like, you know, I started thinking, hey, a light bulb went off. That could be my next coach. But that didn't. He felt stronger there on TV last night
that
than some of the other stuff
different.
I've read.
Yeah, because
I made the decision 5 years ago, not like, oh, all right, keep an eye on this guy.
What I'd always thought was it was the way it was described was they made the decision a year ago to have him be the head coach in 2 years. The season was so bad that they were like, all right.
They put it in writing in his contract going into the 2023 year. Yes.
So meaning they made that decision in my mind in 21 or 2, not 2019 when he hadn't coached a snap yet. Right, he was just joining the team as an inside linebackers coach, and you already knew he was going to be the head coach. So that part seems kind of wild to me. And, you know, that's another kind of feather in the cap of Belichick. You know, if you're on team Belichick, here's the owner hires your replacement and is just on the staff, the coach in waiting, you're at some bad college team. And you're like, yeah, at some point we're going to turn things over to Mayo. That's bizarre.
It is. So how does that make you feel about the whole hiring process, the Gerard Mayo experience? We can get into it here at 617-779-7937. We've been discussing the game, obviously, all day. How bad was it? How bad will the Patriots be? What went wrong last night? Who's it on? Is it on Gerard Mayo not having the team ready? DeMarcus Covington, who we'll talk to, not a good defensive game plan for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. The offensive game plan was horrendous. 7 pass plays in their first 9 plays last night.
A lot of good play action, though.
Including play action,
they
which
were
the
taking
Jets,
the cheese.
The Jets never once fell for last night.
Didn't take a bite.
You were telling me there's 2 comments from Van Pelt. I guess Van Pelt is talking now.
Yeah.
And by the way, Gerard Mayo talked earlier this hour. He basically made it sound like they're sticking with Jacoby Brissett. He said, I'll let you know if there's a change at quarterback. And by the way, the reps are going to stay the same at practice. What was the Van Pelt
Reese
clip
tweeted
that
out? Alex Van Pelt explained that the team's success running the ball the first 2 weeks led to him calling more play action passing plays early in the game last night. He says in hindsight, he would have flipped that and called more run plays early.
Good. Yeah. So I will say, I don't think, this is not a second guess by us. We said,
no.
When you throw to the receivers, give Pop Douglas some short, easy stuff, quick game stuff, wide receiver screens, things like that. That's what we said.
Yeah.
We didn't say force feed the ball to Pop Douglas. In fact, we said that's not what you should do. Because
no, we made that very clear.
You run on the Jets.
Well, there's a big difference between 0 targets and 9 targets and a carry.
And 10 opportunities. Right.
Carry.
9 plus 1, 10 opportunities.
And
right.
So he had 7. So a lot of them were close, right? A lot of them were close to the line of scrimmage to get him the ball. I'm like, okay, that's great. But that should be while the running game, which is your strength and perhaps New York's defense's weakness, you needed more of that. And I know the game kind of gets away from me, and at the end it gets a little bit tilted, but 6 carries for Ramondre Stevenson? They ran for 185 yards against Seattle, and they ran for 78 on 15 carries.
And the Niners ran for 180 on him, and the Titans ran for 130 on him.
Oh, on the Jets, yeah.
Yes,
no, exactly.
On the Jets, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying the Patriots clearly are a run-first team. They've told anybody who will listen they're a run-first team. They have a good running back, even though he had a really bad night, but they also didn't really go to him much at all. And they kept trying to get the play action, and the Jets are like, we're not taking the cheese on this. Like, we'll make Brissett beat us, and he's not going to be able to beat anybody.
No, your strength aligned with their weakness.
Which is usually a good formula.
You didn't exploit it on a short week, and that was as non-competitive of a game as you're going to see. By the way, Van Pelt was also asked this, I guess, by Karen Grigian. Will Drake May improve more by playing or watching?
Yes. Okay.
Van Pelt said,
That's a great question.
I think by watching.
Huh.
Hot.
I can tell you from experience, it's not by watching.
Yeah, I did a lot.
Let me make it really clear.
Let me tell you, I did a lot of watching. So much watching. And it was.
Doesn't help, actually.
It was pretty rocky.
You need to experience it yourself.
Yeah, some experience was.
Necessary.
Even the minimal experience is very
better.
Very handy.
By all accounts, it's better. So you think he's going to learn more from just having a watch?
He said, I think by watching.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Jacoby's our starter. Gerard said that. Until that changes, we got to do everything we can to get the starter ready on Sunday. Nice.
Not this Sunday, though.
No.
Thank God they're off.
No. Yeah. Thank God they have extra time to game plan. I can't wait to see what they cook up with 10 days to get ready for this one.
Oh, my God.
Let's go back to the phones here. 617-779-7937. Steve's waiting patiently in Fall River. Go ahead, Steve.
I called you guys yesterday. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great.
I gave you professional quality advice about this game under playing the Jets.
Yeah, you said, Steve, if I remember correctly, you said they have the better quarterback, you said they have the better roster, they'll win the game. You were right.
I also said that if you looked at his line in the previous game, you were going to be fooled. If you looked at his pass completions, they were crisp. He looked like he was zipping the ball out, and that he would get better with his receivers. I also said the second running back was devastating. And they have two good running backs.
Okay, Steve.
So you must have won $1 million on the game.
Yeah, Steve.
Congratulations. So what? You picked the game right.
So are the Jets winning the Super Bowl? What are you saying?
No, but the Jets are clearly in the power, moved up to second in this division.
Okay, fine. Okay. So we said you were right. Yeah, he was right. No, he was right. I mean, Steve, you were right about that.
You nailed it. You probably cashed in.
So here's what I wonder. Was that vintage Rodgers because Rodgers is locked in and you're going to get MVP-level Aaron Rodgers? Or was he just going against a trash-ass Patriots team?
Well, so I think, not to not answer your question, I think it's kind of both. Like, I think Rodgers, it's game three. He's coming off a big-time injury. He's playing with guys for, in a lot of cases, the third time. So I think he's getting better while the Patriots defense kind of crashing back down to earth. Right, they lose Bentley, so he's one of their more sure tacklers. The pass rush was really mostly just Keon White the first couple of games. And maybe the secondary is getting a little bit exposed because they didn't look good against Geno Smith. Right, so like it's not like they're this world-beating defense. But I do think Rodgers is going to look like that more often than not the rest of the season.
Yeah. Score one for Steve. It was a good call.
Yeah, he crushed it.
Let's go to Sorja in Mansfield. You there this time, Sorja?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are we?
Good.
Pretty good.
I had the mic muted earlier, so thank you so much for taking the call.
No problem.
Really quick here, I think all facets of the game, coaching, the players, every Elliot Wolf for not doing anything in the offseason. Everyone looked poor last night. Jacoby Brissett was pressured on 56.5% of the dropbacks, 14 missed tackles by the defense. You got Gerard Mayo saying that, you know, you got to stop the run game. Well, you only had 15 rushing attempts. We're trying to turn Jacoby Brissett into Tom Brady. Like, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know whether you put in Drake May against the 49ers or the Dolphins, but if we don't start Drake May against the Dolphins, I think that's a lot of concern because you think about it. And
okay, so Sorja, I agree, and you had a lot of time there, especially for a second call-in with your phone muted the first time.
It happens.
When it comes to the May decision, is this where ownership gets involved? Like, and I'm not saying for the Niners game, but like, all right, fine.
It was
you guys,
pretty bad last night.
Like that,
the crafts were there.
Last night to me was one of those where you're like, yeah, one of those where you're like, we run the risk of people not watching again, and not like hardcore Patriots fans or even like big sports fans, but like your neutral, casual fans. They look at it and go, why do I need to watch that team again with this quarterback?
Well,
like,
week four,
call me when Drake May's in the game, but I'm not watching until then.
I think you're teetering on that, to be honest.
I think if week four was at Gillette Stadium, you might have a better chance that the Crafts kind of swoop in there. So if they go with Jacoby, right, to this point, they've let the football guys do the football moves and decisions. So if week four looks anywhere similar to what last night looks like, if it's not Van Pelt and Mayo coming up with the we should go to Drake May, I wouldn't be surprised if they get the – or was it Kern that told us, like – you might not get straight up, hey, you need to play this guy, but you get the sort of, hey, guys, like all of a sudden they're in your office. Like, you're not normally down
that
here.
Current,
and they're like, what's going on with May this week? Like, we're not telling you what to do, but I'm just curious. Like, can you tell me what's going on with May this week? And you're like,
ideas?
Yeah, he's playing. So oh, that's great to hear. I'm glad you came up with that decision.
So here's the question. And it doesn't sound like it's going to happen this week against the Niners, which I think is a shame. And I would do. I think it's now time to go to Drake May. Perhaps you disagree. I know the thought police, Greg Bedard, says don't even think about it.
I'm thinking about it.
Mark Daniels says no chance you go to him.
Yes, chance.
I think chance.
Chance.
My favorite card, Monopoly.
Chance?
Yeah,
really?
Love it. Oh, yeah. You never know. Roll the dice is a thrill, Keith.
I'll take the oranges. You win the Monopoly, I guarantee you, if you have hotels on the oranges, you win every time.
You know what? I like those.
New York Ave.
I like those.
St. James Place.
I like those dark purples right after you pass go.
The cheap ones?
Yeah, Baltic.
The Mediterranean?
Yeah, those are nice.
That's like $60 to
stay
there.
Yeah, but they're nice, though, because you cross go, it's demoralizing.
You're better off with Connecticut and the light blues.
You cross go,
yeah,
and then you get your 200, but you don't get your 200 because you landed on Baltic.
No, you're better off, trust me, because right when people go to jail, they come out of jail. If you roll a 6, 8, or 9, you're landing on an orange.
Yeah.
Hotel in New York, $1,000.
Nice. Yeah, but
that's 10 hams.
How much does it cost you to build?
Not that bad. Like $100
no,
for a house.
Over, you're missing the
it's
overhead.
It's way better than
there's
Boardwalk.
No, there's no overhead on the dark purples. It costs nothing.
Yeah, but
it's pocket lint.
As soon as I walk by, go, I get my money to pay you, and I still have some left over. You're going to play forever that way. If I build up the oranges, you're porked.
I'm bleeding you out.
I'm bleeding
you out with the dark purples.
And you only have two. There's only two spots.
Yeah, but when you hit it?
I'm telling you, the oranges. Everyone's like, Boardwalk and Park Place. No. You pay through the nose to build there.
Who can afford those?
You can't.
Seriously.
Paying through the nose. There's luxury taxes hanging out over there. You want the oranges.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a spot right before free parking. People are like, oh, I'm at free parking. Psych, I'm at New York Ave. $1,000.
That is a swing.
Yeah.
And last night was a swing for the Patriots.
Next thing you know, you're mortgaging properties.
So I
trying to trade me the railroad.
You know, Monopoly Junior doesn't have the railroads.
Wait, what?
My kid goes,
the T?
Yeah.
Do they have the T?
No, my kid goes, let's play Monopoly. Monopoly
sure.
Junior.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, let's play. I go, where are the railroads? He goes, there's railroads. He's all
railroads?
Disappointed. There's no, yeah. He's like, oh, that'd be cool if there were railroads
in this
game.
It's a safe space on every turn.
Be a railroad baron. not in the game.
All I have is the railroads.
Yeah, not in the game.
And electric properties.
So, I hope there's a chance he plays, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be this week.
Nope.
Who gives you a better chance behind the offensive line? Who gives you a better opportunity? I think it's Drake May.
Yeah.
I think you saw that late in the game last night. I didn't hate what I saw. He almost threw a pick. He got body slammed to the ground. He also had 4 of their 11 first downs. He moved it on one drive. I think he played better after he was hit. He zipped one into Pop Douglas, which you did not see from Jacoby Brissett. So I like some of that.
And also, let's see what it looks like with him getting all the practice reps.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what it looks like where Alex Van Pelt knows going into the game. Let's give him a little bit of credit, right? Been in the league a long time.
Yep.
If you are preparing for Drake May, maybe you have a few different calls than you would with Jacoby Brissett. And can't you, just as an experienced NFL coach, kind of scheme it up in a way where you're putting him in fewer chances to get absolutely murdered? And you can also explain to him, be like, listen, I'm glad you got up from that last hit, but it's the NFL. Everything's a little bit faster. You got to get rid of the ball a little bit quicker, right? You got to make your decisions a little bit quicker. So I think if you told him today he's the starter and now he has a week and a half to sort of get ready for it and go out there, I think it's going to look a lot better than it did last night. I'm not predicting like, oh, all of a sudden, look out, defenses around the league. Here come the Patriots. But I think you're scoring more than 3 points. You're moving the ball, and you're not just a bore to watch offensively.